This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, it's Wednesday, November 16th, and coming up on the KUMA Coffee Hour this morning, talking with John Turner, Pendleton Mayor, and Rob Corbett, Pendleton City Manager, talking about last night's Pendleton Development Commission meeting, as well as the City Council meeting. Much to talk about this morning, and that conversation will begin right after these words.
Scott, are you finally going to tell us where your secret hunting spot is?
No, but I can tell you about our all-new-weather Nokian Outpost ATs. Nokian has gone all out on these all-weather Supreme Traction tires. Extreme durability and puncture resistance with aramid protection bead to bead. An increased service life so you can extend your terrain. You can get to almost any hunting spot.
And what about that special spot?
Nope, still ain't telling. But we will help you get ready for hunting season. Come to Pendleton Tire and Auto, Highway 11, Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
Keeping you informed on local issues. Back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us. It is Wednesday, November 16th, and this is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin, your host, and joining me this morning in studio is Pendleton Mayor John Turner and Pendleton City Manager Rob Corbett. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning. And we have much to talk about, starting with the Pendleton Development Commission meeting. And, well, Mayor, why don't you start us off? There was, right at the top of the meeting, a community discussion.
Yeah. It's good to be here with you this morning, Dan. So the PDC, the Pendleton Development Commission, of course, is our urban renewal district. And we started off with community discussion. We had one of our contractors who had received a grant to fix the Oddfellows building, that's Al Plute, which many of you know, came and discussed some of the supply chain problems he's experienced over the last year. No surprise, I think everybody has been aware that major construction projects are taken much longer than normal for windows and HVAC units and electrical panels and that sort of thing. And Alice had that exact same problem, and he asked for a one-year extension. He's making a lot of progress up there. He's got it framed out. They were putting in the sprinkler system today. So he's working hard within the limits of what he can get. So we granted him a one-year extension until March of 2024 to fix up the Oddfellows building. He thinks he's going to be done before that, but he wanted to give himself enough time to do it. And we were glad that he's making a good faith effort to complete that project.
And several committee reports last night.
Yeah. So the main report that we got was a report from the advisory committee. And they help us out with policy decisions for which direction the PDC is going to go, mainly on grants now. And we've talked several times on this show about the need to reduce the grant award size and that sort of thing. So what we need to do is build new score sheets on how we score grants. And the advisory committee spent a lot of time looking at city policies, our goals, looking at the stated goals of the PDC, and trying to figure out which direction to head on these score sheets. And it's more complicated than you might think. Do we have historic building maintenance? Is that a major goal? Is it the priorities of the city goals? Is it the priorities of the PDC? Which ones get you more points on these score sheets? In fact, it's complicated enough to where we're going to meet next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. As a PDC work session, just to try and discuss this. Otherwise, we would have run out of time. We only have an hour for the PDC meetings. And so this will give us more time to sit down and kind of talk about all the different things that you might score on a grant. And then there's also a discussion about, we have three separate grant projects right now. You can get a facade grant, you can get a second story grant, or you can get a renovation grant for the whole building. And it just sort of makes a lot of sense, perhaps, for us to consolidate all of those grant sheets into one form, because it's too complicated a process right now. There might be some downsides to that. We're going to discuss that next Tuesday, too, and try and give the guidance to the advisory committee. So that was the advisory committee last night.
All right. And then I guess old business, but maybe new business for sake of discussion on this program, Rob, an update on new bank financing. I imagine this is something that the city has to keep tabs on.
Right. So one of the things that we've talked about several times on the show, and it's been reported on in other areas, is that the Urban Renewal District funds are committed now. And we have several projects that the Urban Renewal or that the Pendleton Development Commission feels are worthy of grants. They want to see those projects moving forward. And so in light of that, staff approached the bank about updating our loan package that would give us access to more funds that we could then turn around and either give away as grants or loans for some of these projects that are waiting in the wings. And so we've been working with the bank for the last several months, and we're getting closer and closer. In fact, we have a tentative approval from the bank for an additional $5 million. And we're still waiting on all the details of that. But we anticipate that at the next city council or at the next PDC meeting in December, we'll actually have an agreement that we could vote on that might make funds available in January, which would be good timing for this. We're going to a quarterly grant award process. And so it would be the timing of it would be perfect for the new grant structure.
You know, one of the things that we're looking at, Dan, is our ability to repay this line of credit. And we get roughly $1 million a year in income from taxes that comes into the PDC. But it could very well be that we borrow enough money at some point to where it takes all of that money just to pay off the loan. And so we've got a lot of different organizations and people and projects that are coming to us now asking for grants. In theory, it's conceivable that even if we got another $5 million in line of credit, if we awarded it all over, say, a 2 or 3 year period, there may be a long period of time where the PDC only has enough money to pay off its loans. And so we're taking that in consideration also. We don't have an answer yet.
All right. And then regarding going back to the resolution to consolidate these multiple grants, is that on hold pending this workshop?
It is. We just tabled it. I would expect for it to come back. Perhaps in December, the advisory committee is going to meet again in December. We might be able to see this again mid-December or early January.
All right. Anything else to add with the PDC? If not, we're going to take our first break, come back, and then get into the city council agenda of last night. And more with my guests this morning, Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett.
This time of year, leaves can cover storm drains and cause water to back up. You can help by keeping an eye out. If leaves are blocking a drain or catch basin, grab a garden rake and pull them away from the drain. Pick up and bag your leaves and do not rake them into the street. Remember, November is Free Leaf Recycling Month at Pendleton Sanitary Service. Please remember, only rain down the drain and help the city of Pendleton keep our streets clear.
Do you love giving your friends holiday cookies and pies, but never seem to get your dishes back? Stop by the Community Thrift Shop and find bakeware, plates and platters, even china sets for your holiday gifting. Unique pieces arrive daily, so stop in often. You'll find the perfect holiday pieces to complement your baking masterpieces. The Community Thrift Shop is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Court Street in downtown Pendleton. Proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop support Heritage Station Museum.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, and you're your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett. The last segment we talked about the Pendleton Development Commission. Now we're going to dive into last night's City Council agenda. And Rob, why don't we start with talking about Well 11. Water, obviously, is a valuable resource. Got to have it.
Right. So we've aggressively worked to upgrade our infrastructure. And one of the projects that we identified as needing to be completed is an upgrade to one of our wells, Well 11. It essentially will expand the capacity of the well. We put that out for bid. We had an engineer's estimate of $950,000 to make that well larger. And at last night's meeting, the City Council awarded the bid to Holt Services out of Milton, Washington, for a bid price of $782,023. So that project's now moving forward, and we're going to get more water production capacity in the city of Pendleton with the completion of that project.
All right. And like I said, I know these are always big projects, and every once in a while they can run into challenges, but this is just to expand an existing well, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
All right. And then, John, under new business, a couple of different things, but the one I really wanted to dive into in discussing with you today is the Travel Pendleton Report.
Yeah, they gave us their annual report. Travel Pendleton is a committee that's headed by Kristen Dollarhide over at the Chamber, and it has hoteliers and people involved in the tourism industry, and they advise the city on what we should be doing to expand tourism. Tourism accounts for about 6%, a little over 6% of all employment in Umatilla County. And so we've seen over the last 20, 30 years, taxes generated by tourism to go up slightly, the number of jobs going up, the amount of spending going up, that sort of thing. So it's an important end of our town. And so one of the big things that we've been talking about now for a few years is the Tourism Promotion and Assessment charge, TPAC. This is in addition to the 8% room tax that's on your bill when you check out of a hotel. It's been was instituted more than 15 years ago. I want to say sometime around the 2006 timeframe, and it was designed to do a couple of things. One, provide some money for Travel Pendleton to market itself, and two, to provide a source of income to maintain the convention center. So for years, this thing was at a buck and a half a night for a hotel room and 50 cents for an RV slot. Clearly, a dollar and a half doesn't buy nearly today what it bought 15, 20 years ago. And so we have been talking about raising this and by how much. And so Travel Pendleton took this on, discussed it with the hotel community, with the tourism folks, and agreed that they needed a lot more money for marketing. That was really driving the thing, but we could always use more money to maintain the convention center. Back, I went on the Convention Center Commission in 2004, and back in those days, there was no fund to replace HVAC units, to upgrade the electronics, to even maintain the building. And every time something went wrong, the Convention Center manager had to go to the city manager and beg for dollars to fix it, and they were always in the hole. So TPAC helped erase that, and since that time, we put in new IT systems. Rebuilt the lobby, the kitchen, the meeting rooms. We've expanded the east side, put new roofing on, all kinds of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars been poured into the convention center because it's the only convention center like that between Boise and Portland. And it's a great spot for people to come hold their big events. Anyway, last night, the Travel Pendleton came and recommended that we do three things. One, that we increase the TPAC to $4 per room night and $2 per RV night. Change the split to 70% going to the Travel Pendleton and 30% going to the Pendleton Convention Center. It had previously been 55-45. And then finally, to remove the sunset clause. It was currently the TPAC was set to sunset in 2029 when the debt from the Pendleton Convention Center East Side expansion got paid off. So we talked to Pat Beard. He's going to get more money out of this deal. What you really see is Travel Pendleton being able to expand their marketing by a lot, from about $38,000 a year to $250,000 a year. And that marketing will hopefully bring in a lot more people to town. The TPAC also will pay for some extra services coming out of Travel Pendleton. We'll have more money to fix the convention center, et cetera. So the city council heard the report. They were expecting it and voted on it unanimously to approve the new TPAC charge.
And when will that charge begin?
We're hoping to get it by about the 1st of January, I think. Isn't that right?
Yeah, so I think it'll be formally adopted at the first meeting in December, and I think there's a 30-day delay. So I think that it will all that the new fees will begin collection, starting to be collected after the first of the year sometime.
And these new fees, correct me if I'm wrong, they're comparable to other cities this size. I mean, these are not outrageous fees, I guess. I mean, nobody likes paying extra fees, especially when you check out and you see at the bottom of your bill, you know, additional fees and taxes. Nobody likes paying that. But at the same time, it happens. And in this case, it goes to benefit, as you mentioned, John, Travel Pendleton and the Convention Center.
Well, and they're paid for by tourists out of town, too. So just for example, we have an 8% city tax on our rooms, and so does Portland, but Portland also tax on another 5.5% for a county tax, and they have a 2% TPAC equivalent. So this is well under what the larger cities are charging.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, come back. We have more to talk about from last night's city council meeting, and we're going to do that after these words.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walwal Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walwal Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Get your home ready for the cold temperature with help from Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton. Here's Ginger to tell you more.
Cold weather is already upon us, and if you need any windows treatments, we have them available, all different sizes. We also have foundation, plug insulations, hose bib covers, anything you need to get ready for your winter cold.
Zimmerman & Company True Value opens 7 days a week, and yes, that means Sunday, on Main Street in downtown Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
Need a ride? The City of Pendleton has you covered. Did you know the Dial-A-Ride Transit van service in Pendleton runs 7 days a week? To arrange your next day ride with Dial-A-Ride, call Elite Taxi Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 541-276-6476. This service runs within the City of Pendleton and the urban growth boundary, and cost is only $1 per ride. For daily schedules and other transit service the city provides, go to City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation.
If you or a loved one is considering senior living, sorting through the financial elements can be overwhelming. Here at Lakai Creek Estates, we invite you to join us for a free webinar on Tuesday, November 29th at 3 p.m. with topics related to finance and senior living. The webinar will include topics such as what information to gather, VA aid and attendance benefits, and questions regarding power of attorney and guardianship in financial health decision making. Sign up for the free webinar today by visiting prestigecanhelp.com. That's prestigecanhelp.com.
Grab the kids and head to Wild Horse Resort and Casino for Pins and Pizza. Now offering family packages Monday through Thursday. $50 before 6 p.m. and $55 after 6 p.m. Package includes 90 minutes of bowling, shoe rentals, one large pizza with up to three toppings, and one pitcher of soda. The package is good for up to six people. Plus, in the arcade, you can get bonus credits when you spend $20 or more. Reserve your lane for Pins and Pizza family package. Available Monday through Thursday. Online at wildhorseresort.com.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290, KUMA.
Back this morning with Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett, just picking up where we left off, talking about some of the agenda items from last night's City Council meeting. And the next one we wanted to talk about was the room tax ordinance.
So, at the last night's meeting, the City Council read for the first time a proposal to amend the transient room tax ordinance that would transition the collection of transient room tax fees from the state back to the city. Your listeners might recall that previously the city of Pendleton collected the room tax fees. We went with the state in hopes of streamlining the process, saving us money. Since the state started collecting, they were collecting that anyways. They offered that service, so we took advantage of the opportunity. Well, now that we have been operating under that system for a period of time, we've grown unhappy with the delays that we've seen in their ability to collect the tax. Our partners have also expressed unhappiness with the delays. So the Chamber, Travel Pendleton. So we are. We're going to be retaking that service back, and in doing so, we have to amend the ordinance. And so, after the first of the year or thereabouts, we're going to take that back and restart doing that project or that work again, rather than the state doing it.
All right, and then another agenda item that has been in the headlines lately, and that is a contract with the City of Hermiston for IT services. What did City Council decide to do regarding this contract last night, and what does this contract, if approved, and I'll let you announce that, what does that bring to the city?
So it was approved last night. It's an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Hermiston. Several of the people who used to work for IMESD are now working for the City of Hermiston, so they're very familiar with our system. We've worked closely with IMESD for this transition, and we feel very comfortable that this agreement will keep us on track with where we want to go with IT services. And so moving forward, we'll begin transitioning away from IMESD and fully receive support services in an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Hermiston.
And it should be for those that may be confused, IT services. This is not an internet connection. This is to, if you guys have some issues with what your websites, right, and that kind of thing, for them to assist you with that. This is not providing internet to the city.
Right. We have servers, we have firewalls, we have security systems, we have hundreds of computers throughout the city, and a network that supports all of that. And we have this contract will provide support services for all of that.
And then with this contract, should something come amiss, I guess, you're able to review that or say, hey, you know, Hermiston, we're having issues here. How does that part work, Rob?
Yeah, well, we have a work order system. We'll submit when we have a problem, we submit a work order similar to our agreement with IMESD. If something breaks down, we send them an email. saying, come to the city manager's office, his computer isn't working, and within a period of time, somebody shows up and helps with that issue. And they offer technical assistance. So there's a lot of things that the city, I have no idea the security issues or how to run how a server even works. But these are professional people who do it for a living, and I think it makes sense for cities like ours or governments to work together to share these expert people to make it more cost effective for everybody.
In other news, I wanted to get your take on what you understand is happening. Our listeners may have noticed heavy equipment and a lane closure there on I-84 at, I think that's exit 209 along the interstate and the Umatilla River. ODOT doing some massive work on the right-of-way there. What's going on, Rob?
So the city was notified about a week and a half ago by the Oregon State Police that people who were camping along Pattawak Creek around the Denny's and Burger King area, they were camping in that area. It's actually Tutawilla Creek, I guess. And they had been notified that the area, that they needed to vacate that area. I think it's property owned by the Department of Transportation. And several camps were identified in there. I think there are 10 of them that were identified. And they were noticed that that the area was going to be cleaned up and they had to vacate. And so I'm sure that what you saw was a follow-up to those notices. And ODOT, I understand, has moved equipment in there and they've cleaned it all up and have also brought in brush equipment to remove brush in there because people have a tendency to want to hide in those areas. And so that's, I'm sure that's what you're looking at.
All right. Well, I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Obviously a issue that needs to be addressed. Well, I have under 2 minutes. I wanted to throw it back to John. John, Public Works, there's all sorts of projects going on. Just quickly, some of the big ones that the city is involved in at the moment.
Well, finally, after several years now, the paving for Southeast Byers is finished. So there's a tremendous victory for everybody that lives along there and uses that street every day. If you drive up to the airport, off to the right, you will see a major new reservoir going in. That's a 2-million-gallon reservoir and pump station that will increase the water pressure up here at the airport and for firefighting all over the southeast or the southwest part of town. So then finally, one of the things that you never see, in the South Hill on Southeast 6th is a reservoir. And it's got a big blue roof on it. There's a couple of them. Most people don't even know that they're water reservoirs. They were built sometime around 1910. And there's a membrane inside those things that has to be cleaned periodically. It's a huge job, and we just finished that up. So that and ODOT's working on the ADA ramps all over the east-west side of town. They're going to be doing that for a couple of years. There's something like 900 of those in Pendleton alone. So that's required by law.
All right. Well, thanks again. We're talking with John Turner, Pendleton Mayor, and Rob Corbett, City Manager, about all things Pendleton. And I appreciate you guys spending your morning with us. And we'll talk to you again next month. And with that, that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Back again tomorrow.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.